I knew the Franklin family through my family. I had an uncle who was in the entertainment business. I learned a lot about Aretha and the family by visiting Reverend Franklin's gorgeous home over on LaSalle Boulevard, which is about a block, two blocks over from their church on Linwood.
Dr. Taylor, do you remember the moment you were like, wow, this young woman has something?
We always knew that Aretha was in a league of her own from the beginning, and she could sing like nobody else.
It ain't no way for me to give you all you need if you won't let me give all of me.
What always occurred to me was that Aretha Franklin was true to her identity. There are pictures of her with an afro. Why was that important to her?
You know, she was that diva for everybody. So whether you were bourgeois or you were middle class or you were working class or you were just a street person, she was our queen and she behaved as such. She always had time for the little guy. She was very popular with the gay community, and that was quite a tussle with the black church because of the tradition, but she didn't let anyone decide for her. She was her own person.
We're talking with Dr. Carl Taylor, sociology professor at Michigan State University, about the late, great Aretha Franklin. What's the difference between R&B and soul, and what did Aretha do?
I think Aretha just dealt with music. That's what she proved when she took Pavarotti's place. She sang whatever. It was just music to her. Aretha's great. A lot of people don't realize it. Her musicianship. She was a great piano player. She read music. She was in tune. And she knew how to bring the best out of the best musicians. And I remember several years ago that she was practicing, and she was practicing with some old musicians, but the guys weren't hitting their chops well. And she turned around and she laid into them. You know, in essence, if you can't keep up and do what you need to do, then get off the stage. And some of them were very offended, but she didn't care. She believed in giving her best, and I think that's what that's where she, you know, she transcended.
What is something that people may not have known about Aretha?
That I think about how sensitive she was to those who were suffering, and to those, to children. And I know for a fact that she was a big supporter of the Detroit Windsor Dance Academy, and she worked with that group of young black ballerinas, you know, dancing, modern dancers. And those girls would just be so inspired by just being in her presence.
What was one of Aretha's songs you think is understated that's one of your favorites?
If you go back and listen to Holy Holy by Marvin Gaye. She took that song and she made it gospel. Aretha was singing for everybody, and she was loving everybody. She wasn't ashamed of herself. So she's just that person for me that makes me take a step back and close my eyes and give thanks to the Creator.
Thank you for joining us, Dr. Carl Taylor, sociology professor at MSU, a Detroit native and friend of the Franklin family.
Thank you for having me on this glorious day. I mean, this is a day for her transition. She's not dead. So thank you for thinking of me. That's why I came.
For WKAR News, I'm Reginald Hardwick.